Space.
No, it's bad.
The final frontier.
It's bad. Looks like Discovery Season 2 bad.
Sir, the Federation does have enemies. We must seek them out.
No. Yes. There we go.
That's how it starts.
I know.
If we're all here, we're soon.
Any better?
But we can only look forward.
Warning! Warning!
We have to be torchbearers, casting the light so we may see our path to lasting peace. We will continue exploring, discovering new worlds, new civilizations.
Is that all this meant to you? Just another spatial anomaly, just another day of hope.
Do you ever see Star Trek?
Yeah.
The three of us. And millions of primitive humans.
Or we could just do the news.
I like those odds.
Kapla!
It looks like Star Trek, it acts like Star Trek, and it feels like Star Trek.
The next story comes from...
Star Trek really came out?
Yeah,
I know.
Star Trek really was my best friend. And, I took the time to learn everything about it. You know, I studied the ins and outs of the Enterprise, I got the Starfleet manual, the Concordance. You know, a lot of people don't have any idea what a Jeffries tube is. I made it my business to understand.
I'm here.
Okay.
Yes. That is Starfleet.
Welcome to TrekCast. Yes. I am Chad Waldo. This is the most unpredictable Star Trek podcast. I don't even know what our intro is anymore. I've totally buffed it already. But hey, it's Daniel. It's Dan. We're all here. The three of us again. It's been like 2 weeks. It feels like forever, though. It feels like longer than 2 weeks. But we're here to kind of catch up, see how everybody's doing. We got a lot of news, I know that much. There's just a few things that have happened on the Star Trek Picard front. So let's get into it, gentlemen.
What's up?
Yeah. What's going on?
It's summer mode.
For sure.
It's what?
For sure.
I said it's summer mode, Christmas? Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's summer. It's definitely summer mode.
Yeah.
I feel like I've been mowing the lawn for 2 days straight. Probably because I've been mowing the lawn for 2 days straight.
Yeah.
Oh, that's no good.
Yeah, that's no good. Okay, no good at all.
I'm trying to read these news stories, but these freaking websites, and they're like, oh, we need a million ads.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the worst.
Anymore, when you're scrolling through anything on your phone, it's like you get a sentence, and then you get an ad, and then you get like four sentences, and then you get an ad, and then it's like...
Yeah, and then you win an Amazon gift card.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, every time. Every time.
It's gotten bad lately.
Yeah. So the big thing that hit, and this hit maybe, a week ago now, the Picard trailer came out, right?
Yes.
The first trailer. So it looks great, you know, for what it is. Wonderful pharmaceutical lad.
I did see that.
Well, what is he taking for his aromatic syndrome?
Yeah, who knows? Who knows?
You guys did see that remix, though, right? That's on YouTube or whatever. I forget where. I think it's on YouTube.
No.
Where they took the trailer, the Picard trailer, and remixed it into an actual, like, drug ad.
Get out of here, really?
Yeah, I know it's there.
Nice.
I'll find it. I'll put the link over in the
podcast if it's not there. Is it as good as the Valtrex ad where the woman is kickboxing in a ring in the middle of, like, an airport hangar? That's my favorite one.
I haven't seen that one.
When you watch one of those ads and you're like, what's happening here? Why would someone ever be kickboxing in the middle of like an airplane hangar? This just makes no sense.
Which is the one that's like for erectile dysfunction, but they're in the tub on
the porch?
They're all
for erectile
Cialis.
Dysfunction.
Yeah. Oh, Chad knows them by name.
Chad knows.
I'm not going to say how I know.
It's the
He's
worst.
Got a buddy.
Yeah.
Your buddy told you, right?
Yeah.
And it's not erectile dysfunction.
No.
Because marketing shows that drives people away. It's ED.
Yeah.
Oh,
ED. Yeah.
It's ED.
Yeah.
Well, we got way off topic fast there.
Did.
We went down a rabbit hole.
I mean, that was the Picard maneuver.
Yes. Closer to the Riker maneuver, actually. But okay, anyway.
Yeah, indeed.
So let's talk about this trailer.
Yeah. Okay. So what? He's like walking through a cornfield or a winery, and he's
Thanos.
Yeah, he totally is. They say something like he's about he led the largest rescue armada or.
Yep.
Yeah. Which, and then he just stopped.
That was 15 years ago is what they made mention to. So does that fit with Romulus being destroyed or not? Because
here's the thing. Here's the thing with that. They can set this show wherever they want. It really doesn't have to fit. They can set the show 15 years after Romulus exploded. It doesn't matter that it's only been, 10 years in our time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they really do whatever they want. There's nothing post Nemesis / post Star Trek 09 for the Prime Universe. So they can really do whatever they want. I mean, has anybody noticed that he looks 5 years older than he should? No. The guy's 80-something years old at this point.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So that's got to be what it is. It's got to be the Romulus thing.
It's the only thing that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you guys recall a while back when they announced where the filming was going to be and I said it was going to take place on his vineyard?
Yeah, yeah.
Recall when I said that, like, in January?
Yeah.
I feel pretty good about that right now.
Well, it's my understanding this is filming in and around Los Angeles. It's not filming in Canada like everything else is filming in Canada lately. And I'm wondering if that's...
No, it's in the valley.
Yeah, I'm wondering if that's due to the star power of Patrick Stewart, where, no, I'm not relocating to Canada for 7 months. If you're going to shoot it here. Because there
probably.
Are... There are stars that I know there's a lot of stuff that gets filmed in Canada, but there are stars who, they don't have an interest in going up there.
Yeah, but he makes enough movies that, like, to be gone for a few months doesn't seem like it'd be too out of the ordinary for him.
Yeah, uh-huh. I suppose.
Yeah, I don't think that really is the story is what is the reason why they're there. Obviously they're in a vineyard, so there's that, but they couldn't necessarily be in Canada and do that. So, but
plus, he's an old dude. You don't think he'd went like, yeah, let's hang out at a winery.
Yeah. Yeah. That sounds pretty good. He helped. He was in the writer's room for a couple of weeks. So
yeah,
he did help develop the script. So I'm sure he had a lot of play into what they're going to be doing. So back to this, there's a thing going around on Twitter that was kind of blew up about 2 or 3 days ago. Apparently, if someone somehow got a close-up shot of what the labels on the bottles of wine say, and this guy who's apparently a huge wine aficionado—I drink box from a wine from a box. I have no idea what the hell wines are.
The good stuff.
So yeah, I don't directly
from the box. You don't even put it in a glass.
Nah, I just hold it. Whatever. But I don't know. I don't know anything about wine. But apparently, this guy was saying that somehow, with what the label has said from where the winery or the vineyard, the Picard vineyard, is supposed to be, doesn't add up. They screwed something up there. So that was kind of going around on Twitter a little bit. But aside from that, I don't really. I mean, to be completely honest, all right, we've got a 30-second trailer, and it doesn't say much.
Right.
It doesn't really say anything at all. So
it says, just to get you excited.
Yeah.
It says he was an admiral.
Yeah.
And it says he left Starfleet.
Yep. And he's under.
And it says that he led this armada, and somebody's interviewing him because they're asking him these questions.
Or somebody approached him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why is he wearing a tie in the interview?
Why not?
I'm wondering if he is appearing before some sort of board of inquiry, and that's why he's being questioned.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been 15 years. I doubt it's that.
Oh, come on. This is government we're talking about.
That's true.
There's an entire investigation that just concluded, an entire 2-year investigation, that came up with Bupkis. But, whatever.
But I guess my question is, they said he's an admiral. Does that mean he's batshit crazy like all the other Starfleet admirals? And he just wants to destroy everything?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't met a good... there's only one admiral. Well, he was he an admiral? He was an admiral. Jellico. Who's that? Was Jellico an admiral?
No, he was captain.
Captain. Okay.
He was the best captain ever.
That's exactly right. So, yeah, I guess I haven't really ever met an admiral that was, like, not completely nuts.
RoboCop was a terrible admiral.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was. Mr. Peter Weller himself.
That's right.
Nechayev
twice
was not
in Enterprise and in the movie.
That's right. That's right. Twice.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nechayev was not a bad admiral. She was just not a nice person.
Right.
Well, in fact, when we passed her booth at Star Trek Las Vegas about 10 years ago, my wife turned to me and said, "Is that Admiral Biatch?" And that's exactly how she referred to her.
That's awesome.
Oh, man. What's the Admiral from the last two seasons of Deep Space Nine? I can't remember his name right now, but he wasn't.
Yeah.
Ross. Admiral Ross.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I forget his name.
Yeah.
Admiral Is he an Ross. Admiral?
Yes.
He's an Admiral. Admiral Ross, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
So I kind of wanted to do like, and I should still probably do it. I want to do, now that the internet's back up here at the house, I kind of wanted to do a short little video, like 2 minutes, 3 minutes long, and put it up on YouTube about how they had to go and get Patrick Stewart to save CBS All Access, and now it's all falling to shit. You can see it in the trailer.
Oh, yeah. God.
I kind of wanted to do a parody.
please don't.
It'd be a whole parody of it, though, you know? Because that's already going around. I mean, it's just ridiculous. It's like they had to bring in Patrick Stewart to save CBS All Access. It's about to implode. You'll see the explosion from 20 miles away. It's like,
all right, hey,
is this the Star Trek license or is this the alternate Star Trek license?
Right, right.
Yeah.
That's why they're filming in California.
You can't tell, but
yeah.
I'm rolling my eyes.
Yeah. It's why they're filming in California because the license they got doesn't allow them to leave the state.
That's right. They would need an alternate Canadian license.
Yeah. Anyway. And the reason the uniforms look almost like they do from TNG because that's the only license they have.
There's slight alterations.
I don't understand why people are so upset about those uniforms.
Yeah, what do you think about those uniforms?
I think they're all right. I mean, they look like a modern version of TNG. What else were they supposed to look like?
They look like, to me, they look like the Deep Space Nine uniforms with the TNG collar and just like a little flare up front.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing. They didn't need to do anything too dramatic to the existing uniforms from.
I don't know, man. I always liked the gray top uniforms.
So did I.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to change it, go to those, you know?
I was watching Wrath of Khan the other night with the little one. She's old enough to watch it now, and those monster maroons, man.
Ugh. These are nasty.
You don't like them?
No. I would never wear one, but I do like them. I do like them.
No.
Great movie.
I think that's what inspired the Discovery uniforms. They just changed the color.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. I think they looked at those and went, all right, let's base it something off that, and went from there.
Huh.
I don't know.
They just look more like Enterprise uniforms to me.
Whatever.
Enterprise series anyway, but yeah.
I don't think they look anything like the Enterprise uniforms. I don't know where you get that.
I've had a lot of pills today.
Apparently, you know, because he was talking to me and then you answered for me.
What do I do?
You know what the Enterprise uniforms look like to me? They look like a NASA uniform that's just two shades darker. And I think that's great because, you know, that's the 22nd century. So it's kind of a nice transition.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so that's all we know about the Picard trailer so far. We've seen a lot of other memes going around with Star Trek Picardo. And Robert Picardo sitting in the captain's chair.
Mm-hmm.
That's hysterical. My favorite, though, is darts. Yeah, Star Trek darts with a Colm Meaney aged look to him. That would be great. He should just go on a rolling turn. You know, if the writers at CBS All Access doing the Picard show were smart, and we don't know if they're smarter yet or not, because we haven't seen anything, right? But if they're smart, then at the very least, they would have a scene where Picard is going through a bar somewhere. And in the background, there's Colm Meaney and Julian Bashir playing darts. they have no role. They're just in the background shooting darts.
Oh, yeah. If we're going to make up shows, I want Dr. Julian Bashir, Teddy Bear Doctor.
There now the go. Static's gone.
Oh.
As soon as he said that, the static came in. We have to cut
that.
Yeah,
I didn't like my joke.
No. The joke was so bad, it decided to kill it.
It said no.
I'm not going to have it today.
That's fine.
I'm making a note.
Teddy Bear Doctor.
So, do we know how many episodes Picard
10.
Is slated for? 10.
And the only reason we know that is because Patrick Stewart at one point said it's like a 10-hour-long movie with...
Okay.
So obviously hour-long episodes. Well, maybe they're gonna have 20 of them and they're 30 minutes apiece, but that would be stupid.
Yeah.
Well, actually, this is CBS All Access. That would get them out to like 4 months of airtime. Now it's good.
Yeah. Now it's good. Okay.
We'll just deal with it.
Yeah, that's fine. If you're listening to this, sorry. This is why you need to donate to the coffee account so we can get better gear.
Yes, definitely, definitely.
Yeah. So, coffee.com Trekcast.
Yep.
See, now you're making Dan yell. How dare you make him yell?
Well, speaking of that, well, we've got a few minutes here while Dan's messing with his audio and everything else going on over on that side. Yes, please go to the coffee account if you would. Donate $3. That's the cost of a coffee. That's why it's called the coffee account. The links are obviously going to be in the show notes for the show as well as up on the Facebook group, over on Twitter, Instagram. They're everywhere. So anywhere you're listening to the show, you should be able to find the link to the coffee account. If you don't want to donate, hey, we understand. That's fine. We had a review last week, of one of our latest show, the interviews that we did with DS9 actors, and that was his first time ever listening to the show, and he hated it, so he will not be donating to the coffee account today.
That's fine.
As I've said before, the show is not for everyone, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. So... But if you would help us out, we'd truly appreciate it. Any way you shape and form that you can. Is Dan back?
I'm here. Can you guys see me?
Nope, we can't see you, but we can hear you. Now I can see you.
Now he's there. So should I start with the news stories?
Well, the first one was the Picard trailer. That was the first news story.
Yeah. So the next news story comes from comicbook.com. And the headline is, see if it'll show me the headline. No, it won't. Basically, they have wrapped the pilot episodes, the first block of episodes on Picard. So this comes from a tweet from Hanel Culpepper. She's the director of the first two episodes. That's how they're doing them. They're calling them blocks. So each director gets to do two episodes. Currently filming right now as we speak is Jonathan Frakes. He's shooting episodes 3 and 4. So Picard's telling, or Riker's telling Picard what to do right now. So that's kind of cool. That's neat that they've finished filming. So that means they're in post. So editing, you know, CGI, all that stuff. So that's cool. They still are expecting to release this by the end of the year. And I'm sure Discovery soon after that. So that'll be cool.
Yeah, it seems like they're going to want to. If it was me running CBS marketing, then I would probably have Picard come out right at the end of December, last week or two of December anyway, right around Christmas time, and let that play out, and then have Discovery follow up behind it. Yeah. I wouldn't have the two of them going at the same time. That would be me anyway. So that means that Discovery's season 3 is going to be delayed from what the normal release is. The first time it released right at the end of December. The second time it released the first or second week of June. Yeah.
We are cursed today.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal is. That's weird.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, so I was talking about how Discovery will be delayed next year from when it would normally be released. I mean, if you're going to have 10 episodes, 10 weeks, maybe you have a week hiatus there in between the two, that's 2 months, basically. A little over 2 months. So Picard wouldn't be done being on the air until... middle of March.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that sounds right, yeah.
So mid to late March, so April time frame for Discovery?
Well, there's nothing that says they can't run concurrently.
No, there isn't, but would you? I mean, if it was me, I'd say please do, because, you know, save me some money.
Well, here's the thing. From a, you know, from a business standpoint, there are diehard fans that never tuned in for Discovery. And I'm sure there's a certain segment of that population that is definitely going to tune in for Picard. Mm-hmm. So you would think while they have those people on the hook, let's dangle some Discovery in front of them that they're already paying for. So yep. They might as well try it. And maybe they'll transition over.
Yeah, but you can argue there's already two seasons of Discovery by the time they first sign up to get CBS All Access.
That is true.
Yeah, so yeah. I guess from a market, from a money standpoint, I would probably place my I'd put my money where my mouth is. I'd have Picard going last week of December. I'd have it finished by middle of March, maybe even the end of March if I had a little bit of hiatus in between there to space it out. Mm-hmm. And then I would have Discovery air right there in the middle of March. So you've got your Picard finale and your first episode of season 3 of Discovery kind of within the same week or two during mm-hmm. the middle of someone's month-to-month subscription, which doesn't actually matter, because if I subscribe on the 10th, then I'm 10th to the 10th to the 10th, right? If I'm on the 20th, I'm the 20th to the 20th. So there really is no March, April, May for someone's subscription. But they're going to be signing up right at the end of December.
Yeah.
So
well, back to what Daniel was saying, you know, if they tune in for Picard, they've got him on the hook for 10 weeks. 10 weeks is more than long enough to binge watch the first two seasons of Discovery, because hey, I'm paying for it anyway.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then, as Picard is winding down, Discovery season 3 comes on. They start watching that week to week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think they're banking on the fact that people are going to enjoy it and they're going to stick around. And then by the time Discovery season 3 is done, Deep Space Nine season 8 will roll out, and I'd say Deep Space Nine season.
I could see them dropping some like short treks as Picard is winding down to entice you. Yeah.
I would love to see some short treks outside of Discovery. You know, there's nothing that says they can't do a short trek that is just, you know, an adventure of Robert Picardo as the EMH. You know, he's the only character we've ever seen before, but it's just some, you know, 20-minute adventure that he goes on, or the adventures of Bashir and O'Brien at the World Championship Darts Doubles Tournament.
The and, further adventures of Porthos. Searching for that cheese.
Yep.
Well, they'd want to have something. They'd want to have something that's tying into everything else that they're doing. So, I mean, their short treks are going to be based around Discovery, or they're going to be based around Picard, or they're going to be based around Empress Georgiou, and however the hell she gets back to, you know, the current Discovery timeline to meet up with Ash Volk in the new Section 31. You know,
or I mean, they could use them to test the waters.
Yeah,
you know, what does it cost to produce a 20-minute? Short like that,
right?
And to just watch the fan base go nuts, then they can say, all right, you know what, maybe this is something we should explore.
It's too expensive go ahead, Daniel.
I was gonna say, if they did one about Riker, oh my god, people would go nuts.
Yeah
Well, what they'd also go nuts over is if they did something with Pike in Number One and Ethan Peck as Spock, you know, if they went back and did something
they need to
with
just that show. They need to just do that show.
They do. Which is funny, because everybody is always talking, we don't want a prequel. We don't want a prequel. You know, give us something new. Give us something fresh. And here's a character who we already know how he's going to die, or where he's going to end up anyway, in a horrific accident. And yet we all want that. I'm kind of surprised I want it as well, to be honest. I mean, they did a great job on that. You can say all you want about Discovery. They did a fantastic job with Pike.
Hey, man, the heart wants what the heart wants.
It does.
I mean, Anson Mount cannot save the Inhumans, but he saved Pike. So.
He was in the Inhumans?
He was Black Bolt. He was the main dude.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's how good he is.
I feel bad for him now. I really feel bad for him now.
Yeah.
I
you didn't
not,
know that?
No, I never watched the Inhumans. I watched, I can't say that. I think I watched, like, the first... 10 minutes and said, yeah. No, I've got better things to do. I've got to wash my hair. just, forget this, yeah. but,
yeah, I was doing the same thing.
Yeah, with all your hair. Yeah. I noticed you trimmed up the beard too. It's pretty short.
Yeah.
It's pretty short. I can't do that. It's too patchy. I have to let it get long. Anyway.
I just have this rat's nest. Yeah.
Anyway. All right. What's next in the news?
Oh, yeah. let me take a look at that.
We're getting so rusty going 2 weeks, man. It feels like forever. I don't know about you guys feel the same way, but it feels like forever.
It's the summer weird. Of train wrecks.
Well, yeah, because it's like that's what we were doing for like almost a year was every 2 weeks, right? And it felt like sometimes it's like, oh, my gosh, we got all this to do to get ready for 2 weeks out. It's not enough time, you know? And then we got into that mode of every week, and it was just going, and it was so easy. For me, anyway, it felt like it was easy for that every week. But, man, now it just feels like forever.
So our next news story comes from TrekMovie.com, and it's an interview with Kate Mulgrew. She's on a book tour right now. She wrote a memoir, and so she's been popping up a lot, promoting the book and giving interviews and whatever. And one thing I thought was kind of interesting is they asked her would she ever do a book about her experiences on Voyager, similar to what Shatner did, you know, or has done. And she said that, you know, if she was going to write it, it would probably not be so rosy, because for her, there was a lot of like craziness in her life at that time. She said when she first started doing the show, she was recently divorced and had two young boys. And then towards the end of the run, her mom was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. So just her life was in flux the entire time she did that show. So
that's too bad.
Yeah. Plus also she mentions that, you know, when she first met Jerry Ryan, she was very upset that Jerry Ryan was taking over the show, you know? And so it's pretty interesting that she's just so honest about it. Mm. So.
Yeah, I remember there being some flack about when they brought her on the show, kind of similar when they brought Dorn onto DS9.
Yeah.
But it worked out.
Well, I think it was a little different in that, you know, it was a big deal with Voyager that this is the first female captain leading her own show and, you know, equality. And then fourth season, we need to get a tall, voluptuous blonde in there to bring the ratings up. And I think that it was a 180-degree shift, you know? So if I was her, yeah, I would have been a little bit by that.
That makes sense.
You know, they could have told the exact same stories, with Seven of Nine, they probably would have been just as interesting if she wasn't a beautiful woman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they could have had her. Suit. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they could have had, could have been a dude, or it could have been just, you know, a regular woman who wasn't like, you know, runway model type, looks to her. They could have told the exact same stories. And, you know, in the end, it's Star Trek. If it's a good story, it's a good story, and they're going to watch. But they kind of catered to the lowest denominator.
Right. One thing I thought that was funny is, so they asked her, like, if she could be a guest star on any current show, what would she want to be on? And hands down, she said The Crown.
I don't even know what that is.
It's a Netflix show.
Yeah, it's a Netflix show.
Yeah. It's supposedly good, but I don't.
I've never seen it.
No.
Yeah. What is it? Is it like a medieval thing?
No, it's like Queen Elizabeth, isn't it? Like her life story.
Oh, really?
Is it really?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
I don't know.
Hey, off topic. Either of you guys watch Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
I haven't finished it. Don't say anything. I finished it.
Oh no, I'm not gonna say. I've never seen the show. I just know that there's a lot of people really like pissed off right now.
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't want to know why.
Oh, I know why.
Cups in frame, and it's just like a big thing.
I know. I've watched everything up through season 7. I could watch the final season right now if I wanted to, but I got my wife hooked on it, and so we just finished season 2 last night. So
jeez, you got a while.
I've got a while to go. I know. So we'll watch season three over the next couple of weeks, and then at some point, my brother-in-law Adam, he hasn't watched season eight yet either, and he's got my sister hooked on it as well. They're on like the end of season four, almost going into season five. So what we're gonna do? This is what Adam and I want to do, it's up to our wives whether or not they let us do this. But he's gonna come over here at like 10 o'clock in the morning. And I'm going to have Game of Thrones up on the big 180-inch wide projector television thing up on the wall. And we're going to watch all, 8, 9 episodes of season 8 in a row, all in one day on a Saturday. Just nonstop. Nothing but Game of Thrones. No kids allowed, obviously.
No, it's fine. It's good we'll family
entertainment. Yeah, it's good family entertainment. That's right.
So, Daniel, you saw it, though?
I saw it.
Is it as bad as everybody's? Again, I don't know anything about the show, so
it's not that it's bad. It's
just not good.
Well, there's a petition going around that I guess 800,000 people have signed that to tell them to remake it.
Stop crying, babies.
I know, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, look, it was rushed, right? The first like 5-6 seasons, there's awesome character development. Gun to my head, I couldn't name anybody, but that's okay. You know, the last couple seasons, they just went, well, we got to go here, we got to go there. So that's just what happened.
Why did they feel like they had to rush it? Obviously, everybody and their brothers watching this show, why'd they feel like they had to rush it?
Why'd I think
they feel like
they
couldn't
things.
Do more episodes.
No, HBO was like, here's a giant pot of money, we'll keep doing the show as long as we want. I think it was the current producers wanted to do other things because they were also announced to do the next trilogy of Star Wars films. So I think those guys creatively, they've moved on past Game of Thrones.
So let somebody else do it.
But even then, you have such a giant cast.
Yeah, they all want to move on too.
Yeah, they all want to move on too. You know, it's a big ask. Hey, do you want to go stand out and, you know, freaking Iceland in, you know, the winter for 6 months and like play around with a sword? No, you don't want to do that, you know, much less for years and years at a time. Well, okay, maybe you do, Chad.
I do. But pay me the monies.
Yeah. but there's only so much you can be like, all right, wave your sword at the tennis ball, that's going to be a dragon, you know.
yeah I understand a little bit of that, I guess, but
yeah.
At the same time, I mean, where have we seen some of these actors before, and where are we going to see them again after this?
Oh, most of them you won't ever see again.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So what does Kit Harington think his hair is really going to have to offer to any other show unless he's a Viking or a medieval something?
Dude, if that guy's smart, he's going to run to like romantic comedies because girls eat him up. And he can be the next Matthew McConaughey in the early parts.
Maybe.
You know, and maybe. Just cash in on that.
Him and the guy that plays Jaime Lannister. There was a video going around the other day on Facebook, side-by-side comparison of Shrek and Game of Thrones, and cutscene to cutscene was matched between the two. People riding on dragons in both movies. People, Jaime Lannister's character with the hair in Prince Charming. I mean, it was just...
Oh, yeah, no. It's not Jaime Lannister. It's, what's his name, Jorath? Captain Friendzone? Yeah. You know the guy I'm talking about?
Yes. He wants Khaleesi so bad he's never going to get her.
Well, he's going to be Bruce Wayne.
What?
He's going to be Bruce Wayne.
Hold on. Chad, do that again.
Yeah. There we go. You guys going to watch the video show just for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, head bob.
That poor guy.
Yeah.
He's got the worst case of blue balls in history.
Are we still in the news?
I don't know what we're doing.
I don't know.
Anyway, we're talking about Game of Thrones. Anyway, so... Yeah. All right, so he's going to be the next Batman?
He's going to be the next Bruce Wayne.
Bruce Wayne. Oh. Older Bruce Wayne.
This guy named... I forget the actor's name, but he plays Jorah
the Andels or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. In Game of Thrones.
I thought...
He's playing... Yeah, in the Titan show.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, who cares?
Is that a real show? I mean, does anybody watch this stuff?
Does the DC Network even really exist at this point?
I don't know.
If nobody watches
it, I see. The only thing I know about it, I see all these logos on Facebook for Swamp Thing and Stargirl, and I'm like, do these shows exist, or are they just blowing smoke? I don't know anything about this stuff.
Yeah. They put the pilot episode of Doom Patrol on YouTube, and so I watched that. It's surprisingly good.
Really? Because it looks so bad.
Of all the characters they have, Doom Patrol.
Well, Doom Patrol's their X-Men.
Okay.
Literally, Doom Patrol came out, and like 3 months later, X-Men came out. And the word is that Stan Lee caught wind of it and just, you know, copied
it. Better job.
Kinda.
Yeah.
Kinda. Yeah.
I'm waiting for Challengers of the Unknown.
I want my Booster Gold show, man. I'm dying for a Booster Gold show.
Oh my God.
Or a movie. I don't care.
Oh, man. All right. Do we have any other news, Daniel?
No, because the ads will not let me read the last news story. I'm not even kidding. I try to click on it, and it just goes away.
What was the title? Do you remember?
Yeah, something about there's a Star Trek convention going on in the Bay Area this weekend.
Oh, over Memorial Day weekend?
Not this weekend, but the next coming one.
Oh, okay.
Because we are recording on Memorial Day, everybody.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. Over in San Mateo, there's called BayCon, but it won't let me read much more than that.
Okay, I don't know anything about it then.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, well.
So if you live over there, you can go to BayCon. That sounds delicious.
Get a bagel. Watch out for the shit on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Well, they literally have apps to tell you where it's at, so you don't walk that way.
Well, I was thinking about the seagulls, but that too.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, we're talking about human feces, not...
Oh, I know, I know. I know.
Well, there you have it, another episode in the can. Check us out at trekcast.com. Also, if you would, please subscribe to us via iTunes. Leave those reviews, subscribe to us, we'll get some numbers, get up the list, get more listeners, do more shows, have more fun. But for now, we're all done. So live long and prosper, and we'll see you next week.